Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Bye.
black out with him. Oh yeah, girl, he's been snatched by me now. We are full set, for sure.
Love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, Rugged is the new smooth.
Join the Hair Radio online community. It's free to be a member. It's social media for the hair and beauty industry. Great space for entrepreneurs to meet new customers, network with new friends, upload pictures, make, like, read, and share posts about hair, beauty, and business, and more. Go to HRmember.com to sign up.
Hello there. It's Mia, and I'm back. I'm one of the brand ambassadors at Kerry Hines Hair Care. I'm here to help you get started with your very own Carapi hair industry distribution business. By the completion of this video, you'll know how you can make a difference in the lives of so many coping with hair loss. You'll also learn next steps in launching your very own Carapi hair products distribution business. It's also a great way for you to generate income while helping your community. First, if you've dreamed of being in the dynamic world of the hair and beauty industry but didn't know how to start, this is a dream come true. Kerry Hines is a longtime hair industry stalwart who has made a big difference in the lives of so many launching a hair biz career. He's also worked very hard on behalf of the millions suffering from the effects of thinning hair, hair damage, and hair loss. So much so that he's created the world's first traction alopecia foundation, TAF. Go to KerryHinesHairCare.com to learn all about the education of hair care and how this is a revolutionary approach to successfully running your hair industry business. Carapi products are all-natural shampoos, regenerating conditioners, great hair growth oils, and so much more. Also, Carapi products are salon direct, meaning they go straight from Kerry Hines Hair Care to our Carapi distributors and on to the hair salons and barbershops. You won't find Carapi at the big box stores. Our goal is to offer a brand that the hair industry professionals can believe in and support. As a Carapi distributor, it's your job to get Carapi to those professionals in the salons and barbershops. Remember, Carapi is a complete hair growth system that's effective and hair clients will love. Carapi products are available in all sizes for back bar professional use and to prominently display in your shop's retail purchase area. Offering Carapi at your location will greatly increase your bottom line. As a Tier 1, Tier 2, or Tier 3 Carapi distributor, you'll be authorized to present the Carapi brand to a professional hair community that is very much interested, and will help you select which tier will best suit your business goals. Each distributor is set up with all the materials to get you on your way, including your own telephone number and so much more. Carapi.com has complete details about our products, services, and how you can become a distributor, educator, platform artist, affiliate, or follow others on their hair journey with Carapi. Don't forget to pick up a Carapi mug or t-shirt in our website store while you're at Carapi.com. Again, I'm Mia, one of the brand ambassadors at Carrie Hines Hair Care. I hope you found today's presentation helpful. Please reach out to us at Carapi.com. We have amazing team who all want you to succeed. Give us a call and be on your way.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand, completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
May your tribe increase. May your feet always point toward Mecca. And may happiness hound you like a tax collector. And whether you love wisely or foolishly, may you always love. Okay, let's start dancing before I do something stupid. I cry. May your tribe increase. May your feet always...
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, Keisha McAllister.
Hey, hey, Carrie Hines. Good morning.
Yes, hey, hey, thanks to you. Doing just great. Yes, I wanted to kind of jump on in with this special edition. We're calling it Ask a Hairstylist.
Yeah.
So we're real excited about that. We have a couple of questions that were all sent in to our social media, and we are so excited. So we're going to ask you, we're going to put you on the hot seat here this morning on the Radio Morning Show and our own version called Ask a Hairstylist today. Again, our very, very special stylist joining us is Keisha McAllister from Fairfield, California.
Yes,
so here we go. Okay. Yeah, so, okay, so here's the first up is Sonia from Dearborn, Michigan. That's Dearborn, Michigan. Okay, she writes, I want to choose a new hair salon or hairstylist. She abbreviated H/S. I'm assuming it's hair salon or hairstylist. And she wants to know, should she inform the old hairstylist that she's going to leave? She says she's been with him for several years. Doesn't say exactly how many, but several years. Okay, Sonia, let's ask Keisha. Keisha, what do you say to Sonia in Dearborn, Michigan?
You know, Sonia, when it comes to finding a new stylist, it seems like it's kind of like breaking up with a loved one, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, or something like that.
Yes.
I've had some people leave along the way, and they've never told me, but we've never, you know, had any beef when I saw them, you know.
How did that make you feel when they just upped and left, Keisha?
You know, I'm not the jealous type anyway, and if they were looking for a service that I don't do, then they had to go somewhere else, and that's what I took it as. So I didn't take it personal, especially when I saw them again and they were in a different hairstyle that I don't do. So you have you have to think that your stylist will be okay if you leave. Yeah.
Okay. Now, can I give you my little take on this? I appreciate that. I think that's fantastic. And that is the best way, what Keisha just explained, as a professional. Folks, we like to always think that our barbers and our hairstylists are interchangeable pieces on a checkerboard or something. And you guys are not. You have all different levels of skill sets and expertise. And you all have one thing you definitely share, and that's the passion for doing hair. And so, which is remarkable, and we salute you and appreciate that. One other thing I would tell Sonia, because to me, and especially what you said, Keisha, you likened it to breaking up with, with like a relationship, if you will, because it is a relationship of a sort, and very similar to that of a boyfriend-girlfriend type thing, and you might think that the person might take it personally, but as you just heard, Keisha, our hairstylist, resident stylist, explained that she would not take it personally. But one of the other things I would do before I would really say, you know, just as a person on a human level, I just explain to the person that, you know, you're going to check someone else out, if you know, because I believe if they, I think they'll understand just like Keisha did. I really do. I think it's okay to let them know instead of just kind of ghosting people and disappearing on them. You know, give them a moment, pull them to the side. And I think that's fine. You might even get a recommendation for that new style that you're looking for.
Because
I have a lot of friends of mine who are all hairstylists, and quite often they will literally say, well, you know what? I don't specialize in this, but, you know, whoever, Joan down, you know, three doors down.
Right.
This is our specialty. And they literally have come here and told me that they do that. And but not only that, I had one hairstylist who you guys have heard on the show. I won't name names. But she told me personally, she says, you know, because she had just opened up her shop in that particular neighborhood, and there was another salon right down the street. And she says that she had not met the proprietor of that shop yet. And she said that that lady knew of her new shop that had just opened, and she referred clients down to her. And I said, wow, you hadn't even met her yet. And if that's not a nice thing to do.
It's very, yes.
Is that not amazing? You know, that's why I'm blown away with hairstylists and their generosity.
Yeah, it's definitely something that I do. I will put some people that, you know, some services that I don't do, I will move them onto someone else's chair, especially when I know the kind of work that they do. So, yeah, that is very true, Carrie. Very true.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, Sonia, I hope you found that helpful. We're moving on to Alex in Miami, Florida. Now, Alex, it says that when he picks up his wife at her hair salon, I guess she's been going to, he hears all of the gossip from both the hairstylist and the client. And this is something that he has noticed his wife is tending to do more so at home. And he's wondering, what should he do about it? Should he talk to the folks at the salon, or should he talk to his wife? Do you have any experience with this, Keisha? Can you help Alex?
Well, Alex, unfortunately, a lot of salons, especially if they're open-air salons, will be full of talk and gossip. A lot of times it's the celebrity gossip. There are some salons who do personal gossip. I personally don't have that issue, but Alex, talk to your wife, because you're not going to be able to control the salon. You know, you're not going to be able to go and check, you know, the salon owner or the manager about all the stylists and the women and men who come in there and tell their own business or whatever. So he really, really needs to speak to his wife about not bringing it home.
Exactly, not bringing it home. That's actually a very important thing. Yeah, leave it where you find it. And if you can, don't take part in it if it really bothers you. I find that very interesting, Alex. It sounds like there's more going on there than we're able to discuss today. But, yeah, talk to the wife. And let us know how it goes. We'd love to hear back from you. So that's really interesting because, you may not have to deal with this when you don't have a lot of other professionals there with you, especially if you have, like, you know what I mean? If you're at a big salon, you have a lot of different personalities.
True.
And this is the stereotype. Not all salons gossip. Not all men and women gossip. So we want to make sure so we're not going to just assume that that happens. That's not something that we say about the barbershops.
Right.
You know, at the barbershop, it's considered, we are sitting having men-to-men
you know, deep conversations of thought, provoking ideas. Mm-hmm. Well, believe it or not, men could be gossiping too. So,
yes,
am I right?
I've worked with barbers. Yes, I've worked with barbers. They are terrible gossips.
Okay. See, I was trying to keep us on top of this.
Oh, my bad.
Oh, that's okay, Keisha. Doing great. Well, so if you have just tuned in, of course, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Gary Hines with our resident hairstylist. We're talking to Keisha McAllister from out in Fairfield, California. On
hey,
the
good
line
morning.
Today, we are so
yes.
excited. Good morning. And
good
it
morning.
Is our version today of Ask a Hairstylist. We got to get some nice theme music and all of that going on again.
Yeah.
Ask a Hairstylist. So we were just covering some questions that had been written, sent in to us through our social media, and folks who have gone on to our Hair Radio online community and HR members, which is very easy to get to. You can go to www.hrmember.com. Again, it's hrmember.com and sign up and ask your question as well. Okay, so here we go. Here's another one. Let's see. Mary from Las Vegas. Okay, so she's not too far from California.
Mary
from Las Vegas, right?
Okay.
That's a few hours away. So Mary says, should she be concerned? Oh, okay. Well, this is about the big hair straightening thing that was made big news several months back. The National Institute of Health did the big report on chemical straighteners for African-Americans being potentially according to their reporting, put black women at higher risk for straightening their hair. And I should say, for straightening their hair, we'll say that's what it's chemically straightening. So chemical straighteners. So here's the thing. So Mary from Las Vegas, you know, I guess I just want to say that this is not all, this is their reporting, the NIH, you can go and research them, again, National Institute of Health. But her question today, Keisha, is should she be concerned? So that's a good question, fair question. What do you say?
Well, Mary, I think there is some concern, especially when we have home stylists relaxing a millimeter of new growth. So we have people misusing and mishandling this product. So I think that has to be considered. But when we think about things like cancer, there are always more things to consider. What's diet? What is hereditary? You know, all these things have to be considered when it comes to this. So I say that I know that they're going to keep studying, but be mindful about your home styling and consider, you know, just because you want a certain look doesn't mean that you have to keep frying your hair every 2 weeks. And, you know, you have to think it's permeating your scalp and getting down into it. So be careful about what you do with your hair, especially.
I think you have nailed it, Keisha. Outstanding. And I like that. Should you be concerned? Well, yes, you know, with your hair care in general, of course you're going to be concerned. So great stuff. And like Keisha said, there's more to come on these type of reports and all of this, and just be aware. But also how often you do things can play a big part in it. Just really think through these things. You have to be your own best advocate, folks. Okay, last question. Okay, now this comes to us from my home city, Philadelphia. That's where I was born and partially raised down in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, before moving to suburban New Jersey. I come from the city, like Miguel. And Miguel is a professional also. Okay, so hairstylist like you, Keisha. So he wants to know. Here's the question he was talking about. He wants to rent a chair or sign up or go to a salon. Do you have any advice on what steps he should take in terms of choosing a salon to work at? Are there things he should consider?
I think he should consider reputation of the salon. If you have some comrades or some coworkers or people that you know in the field, talk to them about the salon that you're considering. And then I would go from there. Consider what the process is to get in. You know, there might be a requirement of hours to be there. There might be a time limit that you can be there. There's just a lot to consider. But I would definitely start with people in the industry who know that salon. Just think about their reputation and then go from there.
Okay, that's a very good point. You really have to do your homework and research, right, Keisha? There is just no easy way and easy cookie cutter answer for you. But,
No, there isn't.
Right?
Yeah.
And this is something where you're going to be spending quite an inordinate amount of time. So you want to be real cautious on that level.
Right.
And I look on social media, too. I always put in the complaints to see what the folks have said. I go to, you know, something like Yelp and see what has been the general, thoughts
reputation
out there. Or, you know,
right.
Like you said, reputation. So I think you nailed it, Keisha.
I think there's just one more thing to consider. Consider if he's having to take clients with him. What will be client needs? Will the clients be able to go with him, or is he trying to earn a new clientele? That is what he needs to consider.
Good stuff.
Good
point.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a lot of salons do not like that, that you take the clientele with you.
Right.
I guess it depends on which
so some people just go. Right, but some people just go with you. That's the only thing. Some people just come with you. They'll follow you anywhere.
That's true. And you know what? And the shops may have specific rules on this. So it is good to address. So I love all of this. So we're going to have to put together Keisha's list on some of this, because I think this is very helpful information today on the app, Get Hairstylist, with our very, very good friend Keisha McAllister, who's part of the family here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So I think you passed with glowing recommendation colors, A+ across the board, tens across the board, if they say, yes. So what do you think about this, and what were your thoughts on the Ask the Hairstylist section, session today?
I thought they were very good questions. There's a lot to consider as consumers, as, you know, clients to, their needs. And I think as stylists, we have to also pay attention to what we're able to offer as services, to offer as conversation, to offer as personality. There's just a lot to consider when you become a hairstylist. It's not just doing hair. It's a life-changing experience.
A transformative experience.
Yeah,
well, listen,
that's what we do.
I agree 100%, and I so thank you. I mean, you knocked it out of the box today. So Ask the Hairstylist, you guys, yes, we can't wait for the next installment of this. So always keep it right here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keisha McAllister out in Fairfield, California. So tell us one more time, Keisha, let's talk a little bit really briefly about your location. Tell us a little bit about the salon and some of the things that you enjoy doing and services you provide.
Okay. Well, I'm here in Fairfield, California. We are in Northern California. We are equidistant or in between. Sacramento and San Francisco Bay Area. We're actually a military town. So where I work, or where I have a salon suite inside of an office building, and the services I provide main services, chemical, natural services, but I don't consider myself a braider, and I refer to a couple of other braiders. So, yes, this does happen. But I also serve developmentally disabled people. I serve others with special needs, and I make it maybe 2 times out of the month where those are my services and those are the clients that I serve only because they have to be served in a special way. So I'm grateful at the building that I'm in because it has an elevator and clients are able to get into the building, whether they're on a walker or a wheelchair or something like that, or have to have an assistant. I'm able to give them a concierge service. So I'm grateful. I'm Lavender Beauty, soon to be Mohair, but right now still Lavender Beauty, and I've been in the area about 10 years now, doing my own thing. So you can find me on Yelp. You can find me on Google here in Fairfield, California.
And certainly right here through Hair Radio. Keisha, I'm so proud of. She's in the Hair Radio online community. So when you go to HRmember.com, you can easily click there to send her a message or connect with Keisha. Follow her and all the above right through Hair Radio. So awesome job. Okay, Keisha, great info today on the broadcast. All right.
Yes.
I'm here. Yes, thank you so much for being with us. And until the next time, we'll have that you're back. We're going to do another edition of this Ask a Hairstylist, so you guys will have to stay tuned. All right. Thanks so much. Thank you for being with us, Keisha. We'll see you back here the next time.
Amen. Let's do the next song. Next.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now my very, very special guest with us is Mr. Will West. Now he is the founder of the Amazing Chair Watch app. It is my pleasure and honor. I believe it's your first time, Will, being on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Yes, it is my first time, hopefully not the last. And I am excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
Yes, my pleasure. Well, good morning officially. Now, I have to say, first, let's just jump on in. Tell everyone, what exactly is the ChairWatch app all about?
Well, the ChairWatch app is, at its core, a mobile booking app. So if you're a stylist, if you're a nail tech, if you braid hair, if you do lashes, anything that you do in the beauty field that you have clients for, we are your mobile booking app. So that's at its core. But, of course, we have so much more. When you look into the app, it has so many features that will help build your business and build your brand. You know, you won't really want to go anywhere else after you download this app. So ChairWatch is just a great tool for the seasoned veteran or the brand new person launching out into the beauty world, perfecting their craft, and wanting to have their clients and the public be able to book their calendars and utilize their services. And we also have a place for products on our app. So it's just a great mobile booking app and software all around. And,
well, it's so much more than that, Will. I'm going to have you to really go in and tell these wonderful fans who are going to just love this. Let me just tell you officially, I just really started going in just yesterday again and refamiliarizing myself, and I'm just blown away. I absolutely love it, and I see all the beautiful designs, what you've done with it. It's extraordinary. It's not like any app I've seen, especially for the hair or folks who are into this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to book, to have folks, you know, their clients and customers booking for, you know, to make appointments with them and so forth. So I want to go back a little bit. Now, I love that you mentioned that you can put products. A lot of these folks listening right now, we have amazing hairstylists all over the country who, and the world for that much, who would love to register on the Chair app, so on ChairWatch app. So please tell us a little bit more. What kind of, so you can put your products there? How does that work?
So, yes, first of all, we are available. So if anybody wants to check it out or download it, we are available on Apple and Android platforms. So you can definitely download it at any time. So with your products, right, so when somebody is booking an appointment, a stylist, you know, has somebody who wants to get their hair braided or done or anything, oftentimes stylists have products that will also adjoin with that type of service. So maybe there's a nail polish that you should have or a sealer or a scalp oil. So now when a stylist is setting their app up and setting up that service for their client to book, we also have products right alongside that you can just add on. So now your client is looking at their style and they're seeing what they need to maintain that style or the health of their hair, scalp, or presentation of their nails, or it could be a foundation for a makeup artist. They can have that. It's almost like a menu we've created. So they're getting their style and their product right there so they can book it. And when this, when their client shows up, they get their style done, and they also are able to pick up the products that they already purchased. And the beautiful thing about the ChairWatch app is these purchases are made at the time of booking. So when somebody books you through ChairWatch, you know that that's a solid booking. It's not like they're just booking your time. Your clients pay for it in advance or leave a deposit. So whenever you get a notification from ChairWatch, you're excited because you know that is a solid booking that's upcoming.
That is amazing. So essentially what happens, the person who goes on, they download the app, which again, I want to make it clear to everybody, it's the ChairWatch, like a chair you sit in, and kind of like a watch on your wrist. So the ChairWatch app.
You said something really cool right there. You said something really cool. Do you get that? Like, that's actually the chair watch. So everybody's watching your chair for availability and time to book. Like, that's how we kind of came up with
the chair. That was my question. You actually, we must have ESP this morning. That was really my question. Where did you come up with the name Chair Watch? So I get it now. Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. So the ChairWatch app, and you did say it's available for download pretty much where you get your apps from and for your cell phone. I just am blown away. What I love about it, like I said, is the thought that has gone into creating this. So where did the inspiration, though, come from? I got the name, but what inspired you to create this?
Well, I was looking to get my hair cut, and my barber has since become very famous. He owns like two shops, one in New York and one in Florida. So it's hard to get my hair cut whenever I actually want it. So I'd have to like schedule with him, but I could never really see his schedule and his availability unless I'm calling or texting. So he's either in travel or he's got somebody in the chair. So I was like, I really need to find out how I can see his availability. So I said, why is this not available? Like, why can't I check this out? So I decided at that point that I wanted to have something like this for the beauty world, for the entrepreneurs, for people that have clients. I saw it being so much broader than just for the, just for barbers. And then when I started really digging into the app and what I wanted it to be, I saw that there was so much more that entrepreneurs wanted just besides a calendar that somebody can book. Like, you have to let me know, Carrie, whenever you want me to get into these features. I have like 7 or 8 of them that are absolutely amazing and that hardly nobody has. So when we get to that point, it's going to be juicy.
I cannot wait. And I think this is absolutely awesome. Now, how can folks start to find out more? I guess the best thing you can do is download the app. It's free to download. So tell everybody again how to do that.
Download. It's definitely a free app to download. And I was going to save this for the end, but why not now? Not only is it a free app to download, but listen to this. We are changing this whole mobile booking game up right now. So there are no subscription fees for this app presently. So if you're able to get on now and download it, it's a free download and then no subscription fees. Everybody knows that there are subscription fees for all mobile booking apps presently.
Right.
At least 99% of them, right? So right now, if you get on, we're not going to have any subscription fees for, I would say, maybe, let's say we can do it for 2 to 3 months, and then when it starts to really flood in, we'll see what we do then. But right now is definitely the time you want to jump on.
So take advantage of it, folks listening right now to this broadcast. Again, if you just joined us, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. My very special guest. Now, he is the founder of the ChairWatch app. And again, this is a mobile booking app, which is just extraordinary that he is explaining to us. And I'm just blown away where they can kind of, the clients can go on and book time with the stylist and look for a stylist and all that wonderful good stuff. And the professionals, the folks who are just interested in the hair and beauty industry will find this incredibly useful. So I'm just blown away, William West. Good job. Wow. So how has it been received? What have you heard from the folks out there?
Well, so far, everybody that we've had download the app really appreciates the detail that's within the app. When you open it up, you'll see how much care we put into what we want your clients to see when they see the app and see your services that are on display. So they love that. They love how simple it is to set up your store, because I've heard on some other apps you know, it's really intricate, and, you know, the way you have to add certain services, you have to go on the web, you have to get on a computer. So we're an actual true app where you can do everything from your phone. You can upload and create your description, and it will be displayed immediately once you press save. So we've gotten nothing but great reviews so far, and anything that stylists want to suggest, we're actually taking that into consideration and constantly bringing out new and improved features that, you know, that stylists want.
Well, I tell you, I am so hyped and honored. First of all, and I look forward to the Hair Radio Morning Show being one of those that is easily accessible through the Chair Watch. So I can't wait to talk with you about that one, Mr. Will West.
Okay.
We'll be chatting about that very soon, because I think it's the perfect partner for what you're doing. And to be able to put that out there and give folks the option of using Carapi products if they wish to use Carapi, this is a great way to introduce these items in terms of to the folks. And I just think it's wonderful. And we're going to do everything we can to promote this amazing Chair Watch app. And again, it's downloadable where you get your apps from. We are so excited. And again, the part where you mentioned about not having the fees that are associated with it for a period of time, so you need to take in, act now. You really do. Get this app ASAP. So this is really amazing. Now, Will, I have to just switch gears before we let you go. I wanted to ask you about this. Being a man of color out here in the world and being an entrepreneur, how does this, you know, do you realize that you're doing something that is just amazing and being kind of like a trailblazer, if you will, or, you know, setting the pace for, you know, young kids to come up after you? Do you realize how important I think this is that you're doing and what you're doing?
Well, the answer to that directly is it was yes and no. Like, I'm a New York City firefighter and by trade, so that also is very, like, you know.
Amazing. And thank you for your service. Let us say that from the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So, you know, coming from that background, you know, it was definitely something that's in me to just take the, you know, bull by the horns and go forward with whatever your dream is. And this also was a part of it. And going forward in this, you definitely feel it, you know. When I was creating the app and the business aspects and getting approved for to have a merchant, because we're aligned with one of the top merchants in the game. They're called Stripe, and they are the same merchant that is for Target, for Under Armour, for, you know, the top 500 in the world. Mm-hmm. So
for processing, they're wonderful.
Yeah, for processing. Yes, for your MasterCard, for your Amex, for Discovery. Like, that was huge for us, because it took us a while to get approved. You know, they want to find out who you are, where you are. And we felt it. Yeah. We definitely felt like there was a little more intricate deduction going on with us. But we had all of our ducks in a row. We had all our information. Everything was pristine. So we had to be approved, but it was just felt really good to put ourselves in a position where we can go step forward strongly, being a, you know, young African-American male with a dream to get this thing out to the world, you know?
Well, you have done just that. It's the Chair Watch app. It's out now. You can go ahead and download it. The Chair Watch app, it's a mobile booking app, and it's just and like I said, and like you've been saying this morning on the show, this is really quite extraordinary. It's not, there are tons of free little things out there and things that are not quite as useful as you think. We like the idea, but once we looked at certain things that were out there already, not quite so pleased. But I have to tell you, I went in, and I'm at that point now. I have to go in and set up, which I'm, after talking with you today, I'm, like, really inspired to go set up my little store here And I just love the color. I love the design. I love it. It's really done very, very well. So you could be very proud of yourself. Let me just go ahead and put that on out there.
Can I jump in and give you three features that you're going to absolutely love that I think your audience
please,
is going to be
please.
In love with?
Yes.
Okay. So here it is, right? I'm going to let the cat out of the bag here. Okay,
all
so
right.
Number one is special requests. No app has this. So I imagine when you want to, you got to catch a plane, maybe it's the wedding season, anything that can arise, you need to see your beauty professional before their normal business hours or after their normal business hours.
Right.
Well, ChairWatch allows a stylist to actually create a special request appointment where their clients can get on the app, see their available hours, but if they do need them a little bit earlier than normal or a little bit later than normal, they can request a booking at that time. Now, we know that stylist time is money. So
right.
A stylist can allocate a certain amount of money
just
for an
special.
Earlier than normal
wow.
appointment. Maybe it's 50, maybe it's 75.
Right.
So that's already built in. So once that client says, okay, I need you earlier, it'll say, okay, $50 for the early appointment and then whatever the service cost is. So stylists
wow.
are loving that right there because we're monetizing their time and also allowing clients to be more flexible when they can book.
That's something
so
that needs to really be out there. We've got to make sure that folks know because that, to me, is a game changer.
Yes.
That's a game
yes.
changer. So we've
number
got to make
two,
sure folks are aware of that. Wow.
And so number two is the shareability. Every service that we have on our app is shareable. So you can just, for yourself, mind you, the stylist can share it, and the clients can share it. So imagine when you're getting your hair done or your nails done, and they're like, yo, your nails are fire. Where'd you get them done? The customer can actually go on your store, go to your service that you have, and share
it
directly
out.
To the friend. So the word of
wow.
mouth now becomes actual booking information. So once they send it out, their friends that touch the link, it automatically brings them to their stylist store and starts the booking process. So that word of mouth now becomes monetized. So
amazing.
Stylists really love that option that they can share. Imagine during prom season, you know, wedding season, and Valentine's Day season, everybody wants to know who did your hair, who did your nails, who did your braids. So now you can actually share it out, and those stylists will increase their booking. So they do love that. And
amazing.
The last one
wow. yes.
that I'll give you is
the
appointment notes. Appointment notes. So
appointment
notes. You've been in the game for how long, Kerry? How long
about
you been
25
in?
Years.
Have you ever had a person come to you and want something done, but when they get to you, it was kind of something different than what they said?
Oh, right, right. Yeah, that does happen.
So what we have is something called appointment notes.
What's
and
an appointment
when,
notes?
When somebody books an appointment, they can add a picture and a text to the appointment so the stylist knows exactly what they want. So, you know, we're just trying to
hold it.
Yeah, that's
so that sounds like the person can kind of give the stylist a heads up about what kind of style that the client might be looking to have.
Exactly.
Wow. That's
exactly.
Amazing. And this can be all done through the ChairWatch app.
This and tons more. If we had an hour show, then I would go that long, but yes.
Well, what we're going to do, and I appreciate you, Will West, I really do, because what you'll have to do is come back and on a regular basis and roll out these features. We'll do nothing but roll out these features and
okay.
have some of your amazing customers to join us and
okay.
explain how they've been utilizing this amazing ChairWatch app. And so that's like really,
that.
Yeah, I think that's going to be just wonderful. And so for all of our listeners out there, please download the ChairWatch app. It's your way to monetize these interactions. It's a great setup. And again, it's a beautiful app. It's very unique. And you just explained several unique items, you know, that allows for you to really have something that's going to make money for you and work efficiently. So, Will, I've got to say, is there anything you want to leave us with today? Anything at all? We know the ChairWatch app is the app to download, but what else can you tell us today?
Well, I would just say in these times, you definitely want to be flexible in the way that you can accelerate your business and maintain your business and even grow. So that's at the core of why we're doing this, is to give the entrepreneur options. Just as much as working in a salon, we want to make the entrepreneur as strong as that and as flexible as that. And we have definitely accomplished that through the features that we've added onto ChairWatch. And I just want to thank you, Kerry, for opening this up to me. And, you know, we definitely have our history with your shows and extravaganza. So I'm just glad that we're able to go this far and still be here and able to enjoy, you know, just the opportunity to be on this great morning show. You know, I'm excited. Never thought I'd be doing a morning show, you know, so this is pretty cool.
Oh, awesome. Well, you know, we love having you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Also, many of our Hair Radio associates, they are already familiar with you because you get to come out to our wonderful live hair expo event called Hair Nation down at the Shuffle Hotel, and we look forward to having you at the next one and each one after that where you get to come in. And I have to say, well, I know just to let folks out there know how committed you are to what you're doing. I remember you did a wonderful presentation all about the ChairWatch app, you know, educating these amazing young ladies who were in just school students, who were high school students, who were in cosmetology class, telling them all about this wonderful, wonderful new development of yours. And I'm just, it was really, they were so amazing about it. And you did a great job with the presentation. So I just want to tip my hat to you and to continue what you're doing.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, Kerry. Thank you.
All right. So again, folks, download the ChairWatch app. Again, mobile booking application. It's really, really, really nice. And if you have any questions, of course, you can reach out. Well, is there any way they can reach you, or is that just download the app and go through there?
Oh, no, we have a beautiful IG page at the ChairWatch app, at the ChairWatch app all together. That's our Instagram, and you can reach out to us there, and you'll see information about what's going on new with us. And any questions, DM us. We are very responsive and love all interaction. So please check us out there, definitely.
And I can say at Hair Radio, because I'm going to invite you guys to listen out for a new commercial to air on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we're looking forward to that. So definitely you'll be able to reach out to us as well, and we will definitely put you in touch with in a heartbeat with the amazing Will West, the founder.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines and Nicole Marie with Michael Hopkins and Blue. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share,
please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Tuesday morning, January 24th of 2023. It's our show number 811. Wow. Okay, let me bring to the line my amazing co-star. You guys know her well. She is the newly minted queen of the mornings all the way from Water Valley, Mississippi. It is my great honor and pleasure, of course, mid-show, to welcome the one and only Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good
and happy
morning.
Tuesday, Nicole.
Yes, happy terrific Tuesday. Happy mid-show. Good morning to all of our listeners out there. Yes, just
absolutely.
So happy to be here this morning. Yes, yes, yes.
Awesome.
And Carrie, I'm going to start out this morning with our hope for today. Now, hope is the belief that our future can be better than our past. And I know everybody, no matter who you are, we are all going through something and need a little bit of hope.
Awesome.
So I want to share hope for today for all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, this moment is courtesy of the book called High Hopes by Patrick Lindsay. And Lindsay is one of Australia's leading broadcasters and nonfiction authors. He spent 25 years as a journalist and TV presenter before becoming a full-time writer. And he has written 19 best-selling books, including an inspirational series, and High Hopes is one of those inspirational books in the series. So
we're
going
to tell them to send us a chat.
Oh, yes. So each day,
awesome.
I just want to share an inspirational way from the book to lift everyone's spirits. So for today, our hope for today is listen to your heart's whispers. Your heart is your true compass, but only if you allow it to express itself freely, and only if you listen to it. Sometimes it's barely audible, whispering its real feelings. Listen for these. They are often the most valuable.
Okay.
So listen to your heart whispers. Oh, yes. So, Carrie, I'm going to turn it back over to you.
Okay, awesome. Okay. All right, thanks for that hope for the day moment. Much appreciated. Listen, thank you, Nicole Marie. And I just want to officially welcome all the fans of the show. Yes. Again, it's mid-show. It's about 7:12 in the morning as we broadcast here in New York, live from Brooklyn, of course, to the world.
And we are just so thrilled. Now, listen, we have, if you're just joining us, then you might have missed some of the wonderful things we led off with. You just heard from Will West with his ChairWatch app earlier.
Oh, I love it. I was listening.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Aretha Franklin, also Janet Jackson, and just a lot of classic songs. You know, we're still in that classic phase. We'll be, you know, we'll be returning to some of it. Some of the wonderful current top, you know, chart choppers out there soon. But right now, we want to, you know, the fans want to hear some of these great songs that we've forgotten about. And, and I do too.
It's so nice to hear those songs, Gary. I'm enjoying them.
Absolutely. Me too. Well, they bring back memories. They bring back memories. And this is something that's really
Oh, I forgot
important.
About that song. And yes, it just brings back lots of memories.
Yeah. Now, if you've got a bad memory tied to it, then you can remind you that, too. You know, if it was one of those breakup songs, then that can, you know. But the next song will be a pick-me-upper, so you never
That's
know.
That's right.
So,
happy dancing.
Exactly. Now, speaking of which, if you guys would like to send us some songs, remember, you can always tweet us at Hair Radio. Very simple. Just send us a tweet or go on to the Hair Radio online community. You can send a message to any of us. We're all on there, Michael, Nicole Marie, myself. But all of us are up there. So real good stuff. And also, today we had a special launch of our Eska Hairstylist with Keisha McAllister from the West Coast. You heard that?
I love those questions from our listeners. Oh,
they
yes.
They were great.
They were.
They
were awesome.
Yeah. The fans, you guys didn't let us down. So if you have questions for Keisha, you know, ask a hairstylist segment, and we're going to try to get in some other stylists and some folks that we are connected with as well. But outstanding job, by the way, on that.
Yeah,
so, yes,
it was
please
great.
Send them through social media the same kind of ways you just described. Go to the Hair Radio Online community by simply going to HRmember.com if you have not signed up. So really good stuff. We'll have I think the Ask a Hairstylist will be an early morning segment. I really loved it. And
yes,
I think
awesome.
It's a good way to get things out there.
Loved it.
So speaking about the show today, we have an amazing lineup today. We really do.
Oh,
we
yeah.
have a great, great lineup. I'm trying to get some great upbeat background music here. But, yeah, we've got some folks joining us in just a bit. Let me just call it out. Michael Hopkins, you guys know him. He's the host of the Vet Talk radio show. And he's got a special episode. Yeah, he's the King of Claims. Now, he has a very special episode coming up today at about 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. So we're going to have him to tell us all about it. So he'll be with us in just a couple minutes. He was with us a little earlier today. 7:30, so in about 15 minutes or so, Lou should be back with us.
Great.
She is here, should be here with her incredible candle scent of the day.
Awesome.
And then,
I missed our candle scent.
Yeah. Then we have a live special studio guest in our wonderful virtual studio. And we're welcoming, he comes to us out of Atlanta, Georgia, and you guys have met him. He was with us last week. Well, this time, Dr. Courtney A. Hammond, who is the dean of fashion, he's doing something special in New York, so he's going to tell us all about it. Plus, I have a backdrop story that I would like to talk a little bit about, and that's black fashion. We haven't really talked about black fashion very much. And I kind of just want to, you know, there's some great historical context that maybe, you know, this incredible Dr. Courtney, who's very familiar with all of this, can help us to kind of navigate and fill in these blanks for us. So I'm going to hope, you know, we'll run it by him today. So
great.
Really
looking forward
stuff.
To that.
Yeah, lots of things to get to. Just want to also remind everybody, because I'm hearing, we haven't heard about the event. We haven't heard. Well, listen, we've been talking about the March 6th event. It is still on, bigger and better than ever. So we're talking about the live theater show that I will be there hosting. And I'm super excited about it. It's in a wonderful, wonderful community on the east side of Manhattan. So it's in New York City, one of the main thorough there. And I'm super excited. It's a borough. So I'm real, real happy about it. And it's easy to get to. You can take the subway there. So it's really very quick and easy. And
awesome.
If you'd like more information, go simply to you can go to different places, but hairradio.com, of course, very clearly, HAIradio.com. There are stories. There's a lot of things there, plus we're adding things every day. I will be adding the lineup a little bit later today, so you'll get
wonderful.
To find out some of the amazing companies and individuals who will be there. We also have a red carpet host we'll be putting out there today, so real excited
wow.
about that. I'm going to
definitely don't want to miss this event.
A quick note. No, you don't want to miss this event. This is not one to be missed. When we put together a networking event, it's not to be missed. We know everybody in the business after 30 years.
Exactly.
So,
exactly.
We're pulling out the stops for this one. And
oh,
I'm
yeah.
really excited about it. Yeah.
So am I.
So am I. Yeah, there's a lot to learn. Folks want to know, well, what are they going to get at this event? Well, first of all, you're getting a whole bunch of opportunities to meet folks to take you personally to the next level. But also, you're getting education, you're getting information, and I'm going to be talking about the industry from one end of the city to the next, literally around the world. So, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have beer, wine, and water there, so it'll be great for that, for those of you who, like to drink something there. And we're just going to have a great time. Yeah, I'm going to
yes.
I've put together some music, but we're working on our music. We're working on a whole lot of information. It's a lot
great.
To do, so this is a big to do, yeah. And as you heard in the piece, we usually have the big expos down in Atlantic City. We haven't done so in recent times, obviously. So this is my first return to the stage. That'll happen in New York City on March 6th. So that's Monday, March 6th from 2:30 to 6:30. And you need to be on time because we're going to pretty much wrap up on time. But it'll be well worth the effort. And there's lots
awesome.
To do there. So it's not like... You know, you got to get into a car to go drive to get something to eat after you're there. There's a plethora of things to do and walking distance. So it's not, you know, it's very different here in New York City. For those of you, this will be your first time traveling here. So I'm excited. So Nicole,
so
Marie, is that not awesome?
That
yeah.
is wonderful,
so good,
Terry. I'm so excited. I can't wait. Can't
me
wait. Can't
too.
Wait.
Yeah.
So once again, you do not want to miss this event.
Not at all. We're going to be just kind of reminding you about the event almost every day and so much more. So please, again, go to hairradio.com for the latest. Hey, look at this. Yeah. Now I'm going to turn to this. Michael, we're so excited because he's been working on something very, very, very important for the veterans. You guys, if today's your first time tuning in and you have no idea who Michael Hopkins is, well, we're going to educate you right now. Michael is the man who is one of the greatest advocates for the veterans and the veteran community
yes.
and the veterans' families. We should just go ahead and throw that on in there. He's all about helping them to get compensation. And again,
right.
these are disabled veterans who have served their time, served our country.
Served our country.
And he gives you
and
all
thank
of
you
the
so
how
much.
To navigate.
Oh, yes.
And it's convoluted at times, so he really breaks it on down. Well, he's been working on a special 8-part series that we want to get the skinny on. Right, Nicole Marie?
We certainly do.
Say that, the skinny. Yeah.
The skinny.
So listen, the skinny, exactly. So let's see if Michael Hopkins is down there in beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Michael Hopkins, are you there this morning?
Yes. Good morning, good morning.
Good
morning,
morning.
Hans and Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good morning,
yes, good
Michael.
Morning. Brother Hopkins. How are you today? Michael Hopkins, host of VPR. That Talk Radio Show, Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. So, Michael, how was that wonderful introduction?
Oh, I tell you, loved every moment of it. Almost didn't think it was me at first.
Uh-oh. It's you.
Oh, yeah. He kids. Well, you very much deserve this. And that's a part of your tagline. If you served, you deserve. So tell us all about tell us all about it today, Michael Hopkins. Take it away.
Oh yes. This is the 8-part series that we're doing, and it's the top terms every veteran should know when filing a claim. Very important, very important. And, I mean, I had an enjoyable time just putting all this together because a lot of the veterans ask me these questions. You know, as I tell you guys, I'm in the trenches with the veterans. So they ask me a lot of questions. And I kept thinking about it, and I said, you know what? This would make a great series just to explain all these things to veterans, their advocates, the families. And as Carrie always says, you don't have to be a veteran to listen to this show. Lots of us know veterans. You know a family member that's a veteran. This is a great way for you as a person that's not a veteran to find out about veterans and the services that are offered, the claims process, the just ratings, all of these things. This is a great opportunity if you're a non-veteran, if you're an advocate for veterans, and you're trying to figure out what to do to help your uncle, your aunt, your sister, brother, cousin, a friend, the veteran that you always see with that cap on, and you don't know what to say to them. This is a dynamite way to start a conversation with a veteran.
And you guys have to remember that the Hair Radio Morning Show, why are we talking about veterans on the Hair Radio Morning Show? Listen, let me tell you something. We 1,000% believe in community, and the veterans are at the very top of that ladder. And you're always going to hear about community connections here. Michael heads up this, and we're very proud of our work. He's been now. What,
very
Michael,
proud.
You're in the midst of
Thank
your
you
second
so much.
Season now. Yeah. So this is your second season. I think you're closing in on a close to about 100 episodes of your own series.
Right.
So we are
pretty
very
much.
Proud.
Yes, pretty much.
Yeah. You've been doing the work and deserve
definitely.
The accolades.
We salute you, Michael. Definitely
Absolutely.
Salute you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, okay, well, listen, Michael, we're going to have you to hang in there with us this morning. And as I said, we got a lot to get to. I also want to just remind everybody, we're going to be talking about therapy. I think we opened up this morning with our video, our audio from our video from one of our wonderful colleagues. Yes, Mia was talking about becoming a distributor. And I just loved it so much. So we'll try to get that back on at some point for you guys today. And just a lot more coming up. Remember, don't go anywhere. Dr. Courtney will be with us kind of in a little over 15, 20 minutes. And Michael, in about an hour, Michael, you'll be back for your show in about
so
an
true.
Hour. So you guys
so
have
true.
A real good real
Definitely
good
looking forward to it.
So am I.
Oh, yeah.
Now, something that you don't know, that's just arrived. I've got all the details coming up.
Oh,
so
wow.
We're going to have you guys. How's that for a teaser?
Stay oh, yeah.
Us, well, folks. You got us. You got us.
And we got
oh,
you.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's a great song. You guys do not know this song. It's from Martha Wash, and we just love Martha. She was half of Two Tons of Fun. You might remember her from the Weather Girls and the It's Raining Men song. Well, here she is with Keep on Jumping. And stay with us. We'll be back.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hey, everybody, it's Keisha McAllister. You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keep it right here because your hair speaks volumes.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Tuesday morning, January 24th of 2023. I'm so excited to have you guys with us. We're on show number 811 today. And joining us, of course, we've got Nicole Marie from Water Valley, Mississippi. And also early today, we've got Michael Hopkins from Spotsylvania. Hello, Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good morning, guys. I am so excited to bring the next guest back. You guys know her. She really is more than just a guest, so to speak.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, she does. She gives us our wonderful mid-show candle talk each day. And we are just so excited because we've missed Miss Blue.
We certainly have.
Some divine energy candles. So let us bring Blue back to the line from all the way down in Florida. Guys, she is from Jacksonville, Florida. Blue, welcome back.
Good morning,
oh,
Blue.
Thank you, Terry.
Good morning, Blue.
Good morning.
Yes.
Good morning, Michael Carey. I like how you say that.
Good morning.
I like how you say Jacksonville, Florida.
Well, I haven't said it lately because you've been away. So we are so happy to have you back live.
Yeah. Welcome back.
I appreciate the warm welcome.
Thank you so much for the warm welcome.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
I appreciate that.
I do.
Well, we missed you and our candle talk.
Okay. I got a really sweet one for you today.
Okay.
I like that word, sweet.
Divine Energy Candles, they have a luxury line of candles. Blue, let us have it.
You got it, Carrie. And again, good morning to everyone. This morning we have Vanilla Latte. Vanilla Latte is a classic fragrance oil for any room, any time of the year. Vanilla Latte has notes of bean, buttercream, cake, and roundabout hint of bourbon.
Ooh.
Carry your favorite.
Wow.
Very
awesome.
We're
kicking this week off.
Yeah, Vanilla Latte creates a calm, and it also enhances other fragrances that it, with its warm, I'm sorry, sweet scent. Now, when I say sweet scent, you know, that's your buttercream and your vanilla. Now, with this Vanilla Latte, it is a classic, lovely fragrance all on its own, and it makes a great blender, too. Now, when I say blender, I'm saying, like, what can we mix Vanilla Latte with?
Right.
And we can mix it with a red plum baklava. We can mix it with a smoked oat or a white birch. We talked about that last week. So that goes well with Vanilla Latte. Now, we have our top notes of buttercream, our middle notes of cake and vanilla, and our base notes of bourbon and sugar. And that makes this wonderful fragrance, Vanilla Latte.
Well, first of all.
Wow, I don't know what
I'm hungry.
So am I.
Now, hold it. Did Blue say that there's cake in one of those notes?
Yes, there is. Cake scent. Cake fragrance is in the notes. Yes,
cake
it is. Yes. Cake scent.
Listen, anything cake, you had me there.
Don't forget the bourbon.
Of course. You know, this is what I love about what you do and you guys out there. Blue is very much missed when she's not here because we have grown so accustomed to our mid-show candle talk in which you bring us these incredible scents and we literally go on a journey in our mind.
Right.
Yes, we do.
That is beautiful. Right. Definitely takes us away.
It takes us away, exactly. And that's why I've always video, we have YouTube channel out there for folks who may not realize I have a Carrie Hines channel, I have a Hair Radio Show channel out there on YouTube, and we have videos and all that. But I love the fact that on the radio we get to kind of fill in the spaces with what we conjure up in our minds from what we hear.
Right.
And that's the excitement of what you do when you talk about these incredible candles at Divine Energy. And so I'm loving it. I'm loving it.
I greatly appreciate
that. Latte.
Yes.
Vanilla latte. Okay.
Vanilla latte.
And,
yes.
Exactly.
I love
calm
it.
And comforting atmosphere.
Awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't that going to create a beautiful coffee smell that permeates your face?
Well, especially when you smell the vanilla bean and cake all wrapped up in one. You know, you're sitting back thinking about, what am I going to go in the kitchen and get? Because this is just
deep. Exactly.
You know I got something in my kitchen that's helped me relax with this candle.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
You had me, Blue. You had me when you said... When you were talking about pairing it with something else and talked about the baklava. Oh,
yeah. Yeah, the red plum baklava, yes. It goes great with that latte berry. Seven-oil latte.
And what is
latte
baklava? What is baklava for somebody like me? I think
it's like a pastry. It's a real light kind of pastry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And it has, and it's real sticky kind of, sort of, but it's flaky. It's very flaky, and it comes like with some kind of syrup, and I want to say like pecans. That's what the lady told me when I asked her how she made it.
Yeah, it has the pecans on the top. It's almost kind of like a sticky honey or some kind of glaze on top.
It sounds good.
Definitely.
Okay,
it's very,
not
it is.
It's delicious.
It's Mid-Eastern.
Hearing it. Okay. I love it. Blue, as always, you knock it out of the box. So great job.
Thank you so much.
I'm so impressed with this. Yes. Now, welcome back. Now,
it.
I know you're working on
some things
for this week. So, good stuff. So, Blue, thanks again. All right. We've got a lot. Let me tell you, coming up in just a few minutes, we're bringing back to the show. His name is Dr. Courtney A. Hammond, and he's out of Georgia, and we call him the Dean of Fashion. And he's working on a very special event that he's going to tell us all about today in just a couple minutes. And we're going to start there, and then kind of, I want to talk a little bit about Black fashion, because to us, I think, in times past, we might not have been as prevalent as present out there as we would have liked. That's kind of all changed, I believe. So we're going to check in with Dr. Courtney and talk a little bit about Black fashion and the history behind it, all of that. So lots to get to this morning. So I'll tell you what, why don't we take a little bit of a break? Blow Divine Energy, luxury candles.
Thank you, Blue.
Thank you,
Blue. Great job. So I'm loving that. Yes, vanilla latte. You know, and I have to tell you, I love latte. So this was great. Okay, so I better go on because I'll talk about this for the rest of the day. So listen, lots to get to this morning, folks. I'm going to go ahead and kick off with this commercial. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
All right.
Hello there. It's Mia, and I'm back. I'm one of the brand ambassadors at Carrie Hines Hair Care. I'm here to help you get started with your very own Carrie hair industry distribution business.
By the completion of this video, you'll know how you can make a difference in the lives of so many coping with hair loss. You'll also learn next steps in launching your very own Carapy hair products distribution business. It's also a great way for you to generate income while helping your community. First, if you've dreamed of being in the dynamic world of the hair and beauty industry but didn't know how to start, this is a dream come true. Carrie Hines is a longtime hair industry stalwart who has made a big difference in the lives of so many launching a hair biz career. He's also worked very hard on behalf of the millions suffering from the effects of thinning hair, hair damage, and hair loss. So much so that he's created the world's first traction alopecia foundation, TAF. Go to CarrieHinesHairCare.com to learn all about the education of hair care and how this is a revolutionary approach to successfully running your hair industry business. Carapy products are all-natural shampoos, regenerating conditioners, great hair growth oils, and so much more. Also, Carapy products are salon direct, meaning they go straight from Carrie Hines Hair Care to our Carapy distributors and on to the hair salons and barbershops. You won't find Carapy at the big box stores. Our goal is to offer a brand that the hair industry professionals can believe in and support. As a Carapy distributor, it's your job to get Carapy to those professionals in the salons and barbershops. Remember, Carapy is a complete hair growth system that's effective and hair clients will love. Carapy products are available in all sizes for back bar professional use and to prominently display in your shop's retail purchase area. Offering Carapy at your location will greatly increase your bottom line. As a Tier 1, Tier 2, or Tier 3 Carapy distributor, you'll be authorized to present the Carapy brand to a professional hair community that is very much interested, and will help you select which tier will best suit your business goals. Each distributor is set up with all the materials to get you on your way, including your own telephone number and so much more. Carapy.com has complete details about our products, services, and how you can become a distributor, educator, platform artist, affiliate, or follow others on their hair journey with Carapy. Don't forget to pick up a Carapy mug or t-shirt in our website store while you're at Carapy.com. Again, I'm Mia, one of the brand ambassadors at Carrie Hines Hair Care. I hope you found today's presentation helpful. Please reach out to us at Carapy.com. We have amazing team who all want you to succeed. Give us a call and be on your way.
I hate to break it to you, but the truth is, how someone treats you is how they feel about you. So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you. They will.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It's Tuesday morning, January 24th of 2023. It is our show number 811, 811th show this morning. And what we just had on was one of the Hair Radio Show colleagues who we made a wonderful video about becoming a Carapy distributor, or distributor rather, and that is my brand, you guys know. So we're real proud of it. And so that was the audio from the video. Just wanted to make that clear. Listen, we are bringing all of our wonderful folks on. We're welcoming back a wonderful, wonderful gentleman. So we're going to talk to him in just a moment. First, I got to bring my partner out there in the wonderful, wonderful Water Valley, Mississippi area, Nicole Marie. And Nicole Marie will be kind of good morning, Nicole Marie, again. Welcome,
good
welcome,
morning
welcome,
again,
Mitch.
Carrie. Yes,
all
welcome
right.
to Mitch
yes.
Shows, everyone.
All right. Awesome. Now, listen, this gentleman has been with us before. You guys know him. We are talking about the dean of fashion, the fashion czar, all things fashion. He is our friend, and I mean, you check a lot of boxes, Dr. Courtney Dr. Courtney A. Hammond. Let me just clearly put that on out there. Yeah, so good morning, Dr. Courtney.
Good
morning, Dr. Courtney.
Good morning. Hope all is well on this fashionable yet brisk morning.
Yes, and it is brisk in New York City.
It certainly
as
is.
Well.
It's brisk in Mississippi.
Yes, it's brisk all over this time of year. But listen, well, you know what? We're going to get into that because that's actually always a great starting point. When it comes to fall and winter fashion, we touched on it on your last visit here. It's always a topic that never runs out of style or goes out of style until, you know, the spring or summer, which we are soon kind of starting to get more and more into. I would imagine the spring, that's what all of these upcoming fashion week, this fashion week talk is all about. So is that how it works, Dr. Hammond? Is it that we kind of move away from the winter, the fall and winter fashion, and then they come out with the spring and summer? How does it work?
So, great question. So, Fashion Week coming up in February in New York in particular, but you know Fashion Week is currently going on simultaneously in Paris right now. So, they're really showing spring, summer, but it's called Winter 23 shows. However, they're showing a season ahead. So, and I think that's really important that they always show seasons ahead. And that's where we get the word trends, right? And so I think it's important for just the layman consumer to understand from the language of fashion or the creative arts that when we're looking at fashion or anything garment related, typically is always trending ahead. And oftentimes it's even years ahead. But what has happened with the pandemic is that what we've done is a hard pause, and honestly, it made industry titans and tastemakers and just creatives in general kind of go back to the drawing table and really kind of stretch trends, but really focus more so on quality. So what we're seeing now is the resurgence of silhouettes. We're seeing the resurgence of quality fabrications and even technology into fashion. So I even take out the word seasons at this point, but I infuse and replace that with quality.
That is amazing. And I have to say, that's funny, though. And I guess whenever people say the word trend, does trendy ever mean anything good? You know, usually when I hear the word trendy, it's not exactly always sounding complimentary. But can it be, because isn't it nice sometimes just to go with, you know, what everybody's wearing out there? Or is fashion so much that you want to be, you know, just different and get everybody's attention with your your individuality, I guess is what I'm saying. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, honestly, I think it can be a combination of both, right? And I think we would really be contradictory if we say that we don't follow trends, anyone, because it really goes beyond fashion. It can go into cars. It can go into the food industry. It can go into anything where when we go into stores, sometimes the validity of a product is if somebody else has had it or used it, right? And so oftentimes I think we can equate that into a trend. It's not necessarily a bad thing, but what we're seeing, honestly, on the positive side, especially with social media, because everything is so instant, i.e. Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and TikTok and all these other things, people can get on and buy something or wear something, and then it becomes a trending item. But what a positive when it comes to the creator, because when creators create something, they want people to purchase it, and they want people to support it. And so I think of it in that way from a business module. If you create something so amazing, whether it's quality or not, if somebody is buying it, that means that now your name is out there. But the caveat is, now what's next? And so sometimes from a business perspective, people can grow too quickly and don't know how to catch up to the fanfare. But oftentimes, though, if you're a true brand, in my opinion, you have the wheelhouse and the bandwidth to be prepared for the greater or the lesser.
I'm loving it.
Wow.
Well, we just love when you come to the show.
Oh, yeah.
You give us a big education on
Learn
the world
so
of fashion.
Much.
And, you know, and to be quite frank, fashion is, you can't really, you know, separate fashion and hair. I mean, it all goes together, you know, fashion and hair, and all of that incorporates beauty, and it's just so important. So we are so thrilled to have the man who knows, I think you know everything about fashion, and we just love it. And so, Dr. Courtney, yeah, good stuff. Now, you are doing something important with Fashion Week coming up in New York City. Can you tell us a little bit more about that and what your role is?
Oh, I would be so great. Thank you so kindly for the question and opportunity. Yes. So, listen, one of, I believe in visionaries and pushing them, right? So there's a young lady named Nicole M. Best, and she started a platform called Noir Fashion Week. And some of the viewers may know it as New York Fashion Week Black. So as of recent, she went through a name change to Noir, clearly all things black, where it's a celebratory platform and really highlighting black and brown creatives in a fashion format. So what she did was reached out and asked if I would come on board as a COO. And so I don't really get caught up.
Awesome.
So exciting. But you know what, at the end of the day, I don't necessarily get caught up in titles, but I love the work. And so with the work, I said yes. And with my yes, that meant that I support her wholeheartedly, and did so last season. But in this season, we're so excited to do some innovative, creative platforms with a runway. More details to come. I don't want to give out too much, but we have some amazing designers that we're showcasing in New York at Guild Hotel. So we're doing it at an amazing boutique chic hotel. It's a Thompson property. And we have some wonderful partners. And I brought in Upscale, clearly. So Upscale Magazine will do the pre and post coverage of the designers. And what that means to me now is that here we go with creating a narrative, and ironically it's going to be during Black History Month, where we can really create a narrative that would be permanently cemented, right, for black and brown creatives that'll get their story told in, you know, in an immediate platform such as an Upscale with 35 years of experience. That be able to give them that, and other outlets as well that would be there, but clearly I'm biased because of Upscale, but be able to give them that opportunity. There will be a high infusion of hairstyles as well, because to your point, Kiri, you can't have a fashion presentation without the right look from head to toe. So we're right now talking to some strategic partners on what those looks will look like, from hair to makeup, clearly the clothing as the main accent, and even shoes and accessories. So that said, we have a lot of influencers coming, photographers. I think everyone is a celebrity. You just got to look in the mirror and celebrate yourself. But for this thing, you do have people that have a higher platform of influence that I'm so excited that we'll be able to thrust this movement, because I don't want to say it's just a fashion show. It's a movement, because it will be traveling at some point as well. So we'll be doing that, and it's on the 11th. So we have shows, events on February 9th. We have a kickoff party on the 10th, and the shows are all day on the 11th. And so the 9th, and then I'll conclude, the 9th, we have a wonderful partnership with Fashion Innovation, where we'll be talking about all things diversity, equity, and inclusion, and sustainability in fashion and business. We have some heavy image makers and taste makers that will be there chatting it up and being able to give some knowledge in real time. And again, on the 10th, we have a kickoff party, clearly all things black and brown in fashion. But it always makes it better with an amazing cocktail, right? So we'll have the cocktail bar, open bar. And then on the 11th, we have 7 emerging designers that are ready to hit the runway and show the world what it's all about.
That is wonderful, wonderful.
Right?
Yes, Dr. Courtney, let me just say it definitely sounds like a celebration of designers just from all around the world, in the world of fashion and so forth. So if you could just talk just a little bit about just you as the COO of Noir Fashion Week.
Noir, yeah.
What has been your experience working with your team?
Wow. Mm. Well, you said the key word.
And getting everything together.
Yeah. I think that's the key word is team, honestly, is that when you're doing something of this magnitude, you can't be an island to yourself. And so you realize the strengths that you have and even the weaknesses, and I don't necessarily call it weaknesses, but developmental opportunities, because I think a true sign of a leader is those that really can harness and build others that are greater than them in other capacities, because we all look good when we all are looking and when we're all winning, right? And so I always equate this to, I'm not necessarily a football fan, but I watch it when it comes to Super Bowl and other major entities. But when you're thinking of that basketball, soccer, or any major sporting team or event, no matter what the event is, if it's on a major magnitude, even if you're sitting on the sideline, no one cares about that. If you win the game, you're all going to get the win, and you're always going to get you're going to get the glory, you're going to get the trophy, you're going to get the ring. And so no one really cares about the role you play. They look at the total entity so they can see the final result. And so for me, it goes from weekly chats, it goes from the marketing collateral we're putting out, does it really represent Black excellence? And so when it comes to even a social media post, I'm very strict in looking at what goes out, because you're creating the narrative for a new brand. Even though this is the third season, it's a new name, right? And so if it's a new name, people are going to critique or even investigate, take a deep dive and see every nuance or every I dotted and every T crossed. And so that's the teacher in me. So I'm excited to be in that role, to continue to be a student, but also be a teacher.
Awesome.
Wow.
Awesome.
Okay.
So exciting.
Well, let me just
remind everybody, guys, if you're just joining us, if you're just tuning in, this gentleman, he's been with us before. He'll be with us on a regular basis going forward. We're talking to the one and only Dr. Courtney A. Hammonds this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Upscale, definitely a big, you're the fashion contributor to Upscale as well. And as we just talked about, the COO for this incredible Noir Fashion Week. And the website, I just wanted to mention, I had a chance to go check it out a little bit. I love it. www.noirsw.com for noirfashionweek.com.
Oh,
so really, really
thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Great
and you know
job.
What? That's a good segue, Carrie, because you also just mentioned Upscale. I would be remiss that the new issue is out, y'all. So, I'm so freaking excited. But if you'll go in and look at the fashion segment, clearly I'm biased because we're talking about that. But what I love about it, and I think you'll appreciate it, is I did an article on HBCU Queens, and I did a play on that title where I identified four personalities that I love and adore.
Hold on, what page is this? What page number is that?
Oh, God, see, now you got me on the beginning. Oh, God, let's see what page.
I'm
going to
go through and find this. Okay,
I'm
going to find
it. Because I don't even know, but I'm going to set the tone. So I'm going to...
So they're
called HBCU Queens, but I think what's important for people to realize is that it's not a traditional queen, because I think every woman is a queen, every man is a king.
Exactly.
So,
I found it. Oh,
you found it, right?
Wow,
aren't they amazing?
Okay.
So the first young lady is Raquel Thomas. So you see in her red dress and all these things. We have Joni DeBrell with her yellow frame, and I'm not even looking. I just know the article.
Gorgeous.
And then we also
gorgeous.
And wrapping it up is India Stark. What I love about all four of these women is that they really bring something unique to the table when it comes to the conversation of fashion and creative arts. That they're all not necessarily designers, they're not necessarily models, but they are all appreciators of fashion. And I think that's the whole point of me mentioning this, is that you don't have to be in fashion to be considered a fashion influencer and appreciator. So
they are all coming from different walks of life, where some of them were educators before they even transitioned into the fashion space.
Yeah.
I mean, one was a military vet, and so she was a sergeant,
wow.
the first one in the red. And so
wow.
they're educated. So I really call it they're melanin, they're fashionable, and they're educated. And
exactly.
Wow.
That's what's important. Yeah.
And you nail it. This is incredible. Now, folks, I am looking at this, and this is just beautiful. This is the brand new upscale that's literally hot in my hands that's out there. And this particular HBCU Queens, I am loving your work, my friend. We are talking big time. This is just gorgeous. And you talk about education, even with Raquel O'Reilly Thomas. I mean, my gosh, she's a native of Maryland, and she
mm-hmm.
earned a bachelor's degree in psychology from Hampton
mm-hmm.
University, and so much more. And all of these women, first of all, great job. My goodness.
Wonderful.
You know, like you said earlier, you're biased. Well, I guess I am, too. I love the layout in upscale. I absolutely love it. But, you know, I have to say, and I'm not just saying it because I'm connected with the magazine, but I love that every single issue is well done. Every
yeah.
single issue is laid out to the hilt. And
yeah.
And I think that's what has made it such a long time family favorite for people of color. So 35 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
And counting. So good stuff. So listen, speaking of years and history in this way, and we're going to talk more about upscale in just a bit, but I wanted to kind of talk a little bit about this. Black fashion, and I hate to say that, is there a difference? Is there something that's, you know, should it be separated out, or is it just fashion in general? Because we might have melded everything together at this point. And if that's the case, are we still honoring, you know, the long, hard-fought road of folks who've come before us? So, you know, I wanted to talk a little bit or have you to kind of just put it in context for us this morning on Black fashion, you know where we've come from and kind of where we're going with all that
awesome.
You are doing as well, leading the charge.
Well,
it's
a wonderful question, and I do think there is a distinct mm-hmm. difference. And when I think of just the Black and African diaspora, right, Black and brown,
yeah.
just the community in general, we come
right.
from a lineage of individuality. And so oftentimes, depending on the era that we're looking at, really clothing was our armor. And so I think of a Sunday service. I think of Sundays in particular where that was really my introduction to fashion. So going to church every Sunday with my grandmother, looking at the men in hats, the top hats or even just, you know, a fedora, a nice three-piece suit, you know, white shirts, ties, bow ties even, and in
yeah.
a polished wingtip shoe. And when I think of the women and they hang on their hats that are adorned, their crowns, as we call them,
yeah.
and the wonderful outfits that are adorned, that was the only day of the week that some people had the opportunity to go from a worker to a celebratory event, right, where we're celebrating the master and savior or whatever deity you celebrate. However, you're all in one accord, whether you're a teacher, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, or you're even a cook. My grandmother was a cook in a nursing home for years. And sidebar, my grandmother sold Bronner Brothers hair products for years. So that's a whole other conversation.
Are
you serious?
Wow.
Yeah, and walked door to door and did all of that. So I can't believe that. This is a
full
circle. Yeah.
Wow.
So when we think of Black fashion, it's more than the clothing. It's really an experience. And so now fast track today, we have a swag. We have that sauce that people want because we're not even trying. Where we're doing it, we can throw on a coat or some jeans and women heels or whatever. And you can do this without even thinking about it, but it becomes a staple
exactly.
in every community. And even for major brick-and-mortar stores and brands such as your Gucci, and I think of a Dapper Dan who his styles, his aesthetic was stolen by Gucci for years, and then they end up having to recompense him and pay him for his designs and his aesthetic because it was so evident. And so what that tells me is that we've always been forerunners when it comes to the fashion and creative space, and others unfortunately took that and tried to make it their own. But anything authentic will always rise to the top. And so, but what I love now is that fashion is a universal language, as is music.
Yeah.
And so it does not have to have a look, but it will always have an appeal. And so when I think of certain things, it fashion to me should always take me back to an era of my life where it makes me remember. That's why when here we go with the word trend, some things come back around because they also realize, right, that there was value in that thing. And sometimes generations infuse that and appreciate it. So I think of 50 years of hip-hop fashion. 50 years of hip-hop fashion, or 50 years of hip-hop is this year, and the anniversary is in August of this year, which, you know, the movement started in New York, as you know, Carrie. But what I did, ironically, for Upscale, so I did something in December where I wrote an op-ed in partnership with someone else and for Upscale called 50 Years of Hip-Hop Fashion. Well, we really did a deep dive and looked at the foundational elements. So going to your question, the foundational elements of fashion where it became a cultural movement. And we were identified by certain things, whether it was a gold chain, whether it was the shell-type Adidas, whether it be the big big gold earrings or even hairstyles.
Right.
So I think the conversation can really be expanded upon, but a lot of those things that I just mentioned are now even current. And so people that are in Generation Z now are even appreciating things that we – that they're calling vintage, but we call normal. And so
exactly.
I love that. Yeah, they're calling it vintage, but we call it normal. Yeah. So
exactly. I definitely see that with my children. They're telling me stuff or want to wear this or wear that, and it's like, okay, that's not new. You know, I used to wear that or used to have that, and to them it's new.
Yeah.
But to me it's not.
No, but is the way that they're wearing it, though, can be new, and I think it can be the appreciation.
Right.
And think about the people that made it. And what I love about that is that the people that made whatever movement or made it popular, what I love about that now is because now they have a fresh wind. And so they have a new opportunity to get a new clientele that brings awareness to something that others may not have thought about. And a lot of that comes through music. A lot of it comes through even conversation, because if you have to mention it, that means that people now are investigating. Oh, let me go and research what this designer is all about. So here we go with the academic slant is from an educational perspective, is that, you know, all things become new again. And then when they do, are you still going to be prepared? And so I'm excited about the new movement, or whatever new is to people.
Wonderful.
I was just thinking about that. I remember a couple months back, they were talking about the 50-year celebration for hip-hop. And up in the Bronx, they have, where it's said to have originated up there, they were really bringing, I think they have like a museum, or they have a special space dedicated to this. Now, hip-hop is really big. Yeah, and this is up in the Bronx, so I'm really proud of all of this. New York City's always leading the charge. It's no surprise out there. You know? We do. We lead the charge on it. You know, but fashion is appreciated everywhere. I remember my trips to Paris, and I remember just the influence and what you see over there. I mean, my gosh, it's so, you know, it's just artistic, and it just pours from, you know, comes out of every pore, literally, over there.
Mm-hmm.
I remember going up and down. Now, I couldn't afford much on Champs-Élysées in Paris, but you could see some great fashions, trust me.
Of course.
Really good stuff. Yeah, so that was a big influence, and I guess it still is. Is there for us, so again, you mentioned about the layman folks, But is there a significant difference between the fashion that's presented over in Paris, you talked a little bit about it earlier, versus what's presented here in New York?
Oh, wholeheartedly. And the reason why, in my opinion, is because there is a greater appreciation for individuality in European countries. And I can attest to that being raised in Berlin for an immersive stay. When I was there, you know, early age, I was really exposed to things that now people are, again, saying are normal or new. But at that time frame, it was already something of norm, right? And so I think sometimes, to your point, New York is a forerunner in the United States. But when I think of true tastemakers, really, when you think of overseas in Paris, when you think of Italy, even Germany, even Toronto, Canada, for y'all, less is really more for them. And so what they really focus on are staple pieces and conversational pieces. I really believe in things called heroes. And so I believe now building closets that I have a hero in it, things that are conversational, things that have an experience connected to them, things that will always connect you to a travel experience or something of that, or that you're not going to see everywhere that's not cookie color cutter. So exclusivity is really important to me. But when I find designers that are those unsung heroes, I try to share them as much as possible because I know I'm not going to look like everyone else, but they deserve to have their voice heard and seen on the runway of life, which is sometimes just the street or even just walking into your place of employment or even to a social gathering. And that just garners a whole nother conversation because everybody's not going to be in a brick and mortar store, right?
Right.
Right. Wow. Well, I'm
That's
loving
awesome.
This, what you just said, and talking about heroes. We're going to toss your name into the ring on that. You're doing a great job with your work. Okay. So again, Noir Fashion Week. I'm loving this. You guys have to go to the website. You can also see all about your team. You can see everything. Everything is there. That's www.noirfwednesday. Again, it's Noir Fashion Week. Really just doing big things out there. So listen, you know, we've got Michael Hopkins who's standing by. And I think he has some things he wants to mention. We always give Michael the last word here. And I've got to just say first, I got to say, every time that you're with us, the time zooms by. It literally zooms by.
Yes.
Yeah. And you bring an education. I said it earlier. You bring an education to all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And we love the work that you're doing. We're going to continue to follow it in upscale. We're going to follow it through Noir Fashion Week and anybody that you point us to. And we're going to also be tuning in to you each month, Dr. Courtney A. Hammond, always. Now, hold it. I got to find Michael Hopkins. Michael Hopkins. Now, Michael comes up at about 8:30 this morning with the Vet Talk radio show. But let me see if I can get a hold of Michael. Now, he's in Spotsylvania, Virginia, and he's the host, always helping the veterans with their claims process. Michael, you're live on the air with Nicole Marie, Dr. Hammond. I was going to say Dr. Courtney A. Hammond, which is his name, and Curry Hines. So what would you like to say this morning, Michael?
Wow. What would I like to say?
Well, hold on. I don't know if we got that much time.
Yeah.
What would you like to do to Dr. Hammond?
Well, Dr. Hammond, besides welcoming you to the show, I have a good question for you. And I remember the last time we talked, you were an Army vet. Not vet. I'm sorry, Army brat. Well, you might. It's the same thing. Actually, it's the same thing. Even
but,
though,
but
you
he
know,
was a self-proclaimed Army brat. That's why I want to make sure that's what he said. Okay. We're not picking on our guest today.
Well, no, that's yeah. And you were saying something about Berlin, and you were in Berlin. Now, being in that kind of environment, you know, military and all that, how has that influenced you as far as the fashion world is concerned? How's that influenced you?
Great question. Well, I just really attested that it's a part of my DNA at this point, culture. And I think it's vital that if you're in a creative space in particular, to really be able to expand your horizons. So I'm very fortunate that my mom exposed me very early on, that I understood quality at an early age. I understood differences. I understood that it's okay to walk in your authenticity unapologetically. So all those things that now people are becoming, here we go, trendy, and that is acceptable, those are the things that I was trained as fundamental elements of who I should be as a creative. So, and those things happen because of early experience in a country like Berlin, Germany, or in a city, Berlin, but in a country of Berlin, of Germany.
Oh, I'm just, wow. Now, we could listen to you all day, every day.
Oh, yeah, how about that? Oh, yeah.
I really have to say, I really beat it. We have a lot of folks who, of course, a lot of guests. Literally, I've talked to thousands of folks here on this show. But you literally bring it every time that you come here. I say
every
it all
time.
Throughout the show.
Oh, yeah.
I say it, and we mean it. You really do. You bring it every time. Yes, and we just appreciate it so much. Now, Dr. Hemmings, tell us, how can we get a hold of you? Folks who want to connect with you, how might they do that? And where would you send them?
Wonderful. Well, my website is very simple. It's www.imdrcaah.com. So it's imdrcaah.com. Clearly on all upscale websites, you'll see my articles on there as well. And on Instagram is this, I'm Dr. Ka. So try to keep it simple.
That works well. That always works best. Plus, you can always reach out to us at Hair Radio. We'll put you in touch with this man who, again, the Dean of Fashion. So when somebody, like we introduced you earlier as the Dean of Fashion, the hair czar, how do you feel? Like, did you know that you were going to become legendary in your own right on this when you started out, Dr. Hemmings?
Oh, my goodness. You know what? Someone asked me that the other day, and you know what's interesting is I equate that as, and the only way that I can answer that is that I've always had the suit in the closet for my whole career, but I'm finally able to fit the suit. Because as you continue to go through the trajectory of your life, you should be able to be molded into it. Finally, feel as if I have the wisdom and the expertise and the life lessons in general that match the resume. So I'm excited about it, and I do know that it's not the end. It's really just the beginning of this new chapter.
Absolutely. Awesome. Now, just remind everybody again of the upcoming event so they could make sure and come out and all of that wonderful good stuff and support it.
So, honestly, next Thursday is the next Fireside Chat I'm doing here in Atlanta. It's 50 Years of Hip-Hop Fashion. I'm going to have celebrity photographer Robert Esther, who you wouldn't know his work, but Lige, Steve Harvey, Nicki Minaj.
Wow.
The list goes on. And then I also have Michael Buchholz, who is, an acclaimed and renowned music producer who is responsible for all things MC Hammer, JJ Fad, BNGB, on and on. So we're going to really have a conversation, a deep dive on 50 years of hip-hop fashion and the contributions of hip-hop when it comes to that sector. And then February 9th through the 13th, I'll be in New York, where we're celebrating all things black and fashion with new art fashion, and I cannot wait to give you all the.
I can't wait either.
Wow.
And just really awesome. And not just that, but you're going to be back here in the month of February and just keep us everything fashion. We just love it. We're going to, just do some big things each month. If you guys have some fashion questions, you'll be able to send all of that. We'll send it on down. To Dr. Hemmings, and just have him to weigh in and get back to. We'll develop a whole little show. So you're going to have a little show within a show and so much more. We want to thank the incredible folks at Upscale Magazine
Thank you,
you
so much.
You can go to upskillmagazine.com or upskillmagazineradio.com as well and listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Also, the folks that you've been, the new COO, again, noirfw.com. So that's noirfw.com. Please check them out. All good things. Dr. Courtney and Hammonds. Michael, we're going to send you off to get ready for your vet talk coming up in about a little less than 10 minutes. So thank you, Michael Hopkins. And Dr.
Thank you, Michael. We'll see you back here. Dr. Courtney,
real soon. Okay. Anybody, Dr. Courtney, you want to shout out to really quickly?
Well, literally all team members of Upskill, all things the Kerry Hines Radio Show. Listen,
oh,
I just
thank you.
All creators just to continue to walk in your authenticity and be great and make a smile your best accessory today. So thank you all for having me. And I look forward to seeing
awesome.
You.
Awesome. It's been our pleasure. You did it. Knocked it out of the box as every single appearance. Okay.
Oh,
Courtney A. Hammonds, Dr. Courtney A. Hammonds, our special guest on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Okay. Thanks again. Stay with us, folks. We've got Michael. Now, Michael is going to be on with a whole special veterans claims process today. He'll be talking about it in just a few minutes. Stay with us. Coming up on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Kerry Hines.
This is Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
Try your favorite scented candles at Divine Energy Luxury Candles. I'm Kerry Hines. Divine Energy Luxury Candles create an unmatchable ambiance and can immediately enhance your mood. They offer an array of original scents made with coconut soy, hand-poured love. Fill your home and soothe your senses today. Order from DivineEnergyCandles.com. I know that you have been working on a very special series, eight-parter, if you will, for the Vet Talk Radio Show. Can you tell us a little bit about this wonderful new project that everybody will be able to listen to?
Oh, yes, yes, definitely. And I've been working on the top terms that every veteran should know when they're filing a claim. Very important.
What does this cover, Michael?
Oh, we're going to be talking about things like what's the VHA, Q claims, bilateral factor, SMC, TDIU, the VA math, and we're going to go in hard and deep, Kerry Hines, doing this.
Coming soon. Don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CC Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share,
please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
And I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
All right, Michael Hopkins, it's so great to be part of the Vet Talk Radio Show, and I'm so excited to find out what topic you have on tap for us today. Michael Hopkins, take it away.
Morning, Carrie Hines. Yeah. It's so great to be here, Vet Talk Radio Show. And today, what we're going to be doing, Carrie, we're going to be continuing our top terms every veteran should know when filing claims.
Okay, so top terms. Every veteran should know when they are filing a claim. Okay, so awesome. And this is the second part of this incredible ongoing series. I just want to get that on out to everybody. So, Michael Hopkins, go ahead, lead the way. What do you have for us? Now, and by the way, let me just say this also. You're covering, so in kind of tranches of five. So just so that folks know. So if you're great at math, you've already figured out this is going to be like an eight-part series. So this is part two. So, Michael, take it away.
Carrie, we're at number 34. And number 34 is presumptives. And, it's another fancy word, but basically what a presumptive is this, just to give you a good example. Back during, we've had several wars in the last, the last half century. We've had several ongoing wars.
Too many to count.
Too many. In the process of all of this going on, a lot of veterans would come back from service in the combat zones, and they would, in years, sometime it was sooner, sometimes it was later, they would come back suffering for some kind of illness. And the government at that time, the VA, i.e. United States government, really couldn't figure out what they were suffering from. Sometimes it might be a couple of guys, and then all of a sudden it got to the point where there were a lot of people suffering from the same illness.
Uh-huh.
Well,
wow.
through research, Carrie, it was determined that whatever theater or operation they were in, that's where the illness was. So at this point, it was presumed, and that's where presumptive comes from, it was presumed that if you serve in a certain theater during a conflict, you had whatever it was that was prevalent during that conflict.
Oh,
lately,
okay. So this presumptive is just like an assumption that this is what happened. That's what that means.
Right, pretty much, yeah. Yeah, the government says, yeah, if you were stationed in Iraq at a certain time and you were exposed to something, maybe the burn pits or God knows what else happened.
They just presume.
All of a sudden, yes, they presume, and now all of a sudden you have a respiratory problem.
Wow. Okay,
and
presumptive.
That's where the PACT Act came in, but, you know, that's another story that we'll talk about in a future
you
show.
That. I can't wait till you cover that.
Right.
So number 34,
right.
The word is presumptive.
Presumptive.
Wow.
Now, Carrie, let's move on to number 33.
Okay.
Number 33 are secondary claims. And that's one of the most overlooked items with veterans. It's one of the most overlooked items. Secondary claims. And basically, a secondary claim comes from a primary thing that happened. In other words, a direct service claim that you, the veteran, filed for, and you were awarded that claim, that rating.
For the primary issue.
Right, through the primary issue. A real typical claim that most veterans file for, and I think, Carrie, this is one of your favorites that you always hear me talk about. It's tinnitus, the ringing in the ears. You remember that one?
I know that in my sleep now. Yes.
Oh yeah, that's one of the ones a lot of veterans have. They have ringing in the ears due to what we did in the military. And now, along with the ringing in the ears, once a veteran is rated for that, and it's only a 10% rating, it can't go any higher than that. That's by law, it can't go any higher.
Okay.
However, Carrie Hines, the ringing in the ear, i.e. tinnitus, can lead to other medical issues. That's where the secondary issues come in. And there are two prominent secondary issues that happens when you have tinnitus. One, you have a mental health issue. Believe it or not, because the ringing in the ear, you might not be able to sleep properly. It's a constant thing. And then all of a sudden, you know, mentally, people can get depressed behind that. They can have anxiety because they're not sure whatever job they work. They might be working in a hospital somewhere, and they think the ringing in their ears are the machines in a patient's room going off. Beep, beep, hum, something like that. And they're not sure.
Wow.
So it can be an anxiety thing. Also, believe it or not, if a veteran has tinnitus, they can also have migraine headaches. And with the migraine headaches, Carrie, that is the darkness. You have to be in the dark. Your head hurts so much you can't function at work. You have to go lay down. It's a myriad of items that can happen to you, the individual veteran, with migraines. And believe it or not, mental health and migraines can turn out to be very high-valued claims.
the
even
maximum
though they were secondary to the
right.
primary of tinnitus, which is, you said, only
right.
up to 10%, and that's
right.
just the way it is.
Exactly.
Wow.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They are highly valued claims.
Wow.
Mental health can go up to 100%. But guess what, Carrie?
What's that?
The average veteran gets at least 70% for mental health.
Wow.
Which is a big,
is
I mean,
value.
That's a big
yeah, that's,
value
that's,
claim.
That's a big point. Right. Wow.
Now, the migraines max out at 50%, which once again,
that's
another big.
Yeah, that's a big chunk.
Yeah, I mean, it's a highly valued claim.
Now, Michael, would the veterans know this? If they, you know, how would they know that this could all emanate from tinnitus? Is this something that they would know? How would they figure that out?
No, a lot of times they don't know, Carrie. They and you brought up a value. That's a valid point. A lot of times veterans don't know this. What it takes mm-hmm. is you either have to have somebody, if you're getting assistance with the claims process, you have to have
yes.
somebody that's in the know, that's very knowledgeable of this. And they can, and due to your medical records, they would know that, hey, this person should file for this because they already have these two other things, and this fits right in line with somebody that has tinnitus. So you have to be knowledgeable. You have to have somebody with knowledge.
Wow.
I always advise, do your research. Do research. And you'll
and
find
I say
out.
Listen to the Vet Talk Radio
right.
show with Michael
right.
Hopkins.
Oh, yeah, that's
wow.
part of their research, Carrie Hines. Listening to us. That's
Michael
part of their
Hopkins.
Research. Oh,
Touché.
Yeah. Oh,
Vet
yeah.
Talk Radio show. Well, this is very knowledgeable. This is something that you learn a lot from. Very interesting, Michael. Okay. I'm ready for number 32.
All right. Moving right along. We have primary claims.
You kind of talked a little bit about primary claims, but please
right.
explain again. Yes.
That is, a primary claim is a direct service claim. In other words, this happened to you, the individual veteran, when you were on active duty serving your country. Something happened on active duty. You went on sick call, the infirmary, the hospital, doesn't matter what it's called. It happened to you on active duty. That's the key word, Carrie Hines. Active duty, that's where it happened. And you had a diagnosis. You went on sick call, boom, you got a diagnosis. When you got off of active duty, guess what? You still
what?
Had that same issue.
Uh-huh.
Perfect example, Karen. This is a typical example of veterans. Typical example. The veterans on active duty, they hurt their back. They hurt their lower back. They fall, something hits it. Doesn't matter what it is. They hurt their lower back on active duty, and it's documented in their original service treatment records, their hospital records from active duty. It's documented.
Wow.
They get off of active duty, Carrie, and guess what?
What?
They still have that problem with their lower back. In their civilian life, it affects them so much.
Wow.
Sometimes they can't get up, you know, out of bed. And it all of a sudden, it's just a big problem.
Mm.
So when they file, what happens? They go back to their original service treatment records. There it is right there. I hurt my back on active duty on such and such a date. I got treated for it. when I got out of the military, I either went to my private doctor or I went to the VA. Guess what the VA healthcare system or my private doctor told me? You have a lower back issue.
Yes.
And they continue to treat me for it. That is the perfect storm for a veteran to file for compensation for their lower back. It's the perfect storm.
And again, that's
and more than likely, they will get rated for their lower back, either 10, 20, or 40%, depending upon the severity of their lower back issue.
Got it. Wow. Wow. That is amazing, Michael. So that's what the primary claims are all about. Wow.
Right.
Okay.
That's what it's about, and that's why it's so important for a veteran to have their service treatment records from active duty and their other records, other medical records, when they finish their tour duty and they go back into the civilian world.
And that's why I can't wait in your upcoming shows, Michael, for you to just remind the veterans about those service records and maintaining all of that. Again, I think from time to time you have to always just remind the veterans how important it is. Yes. Wow.
Oh, very important.
Good stuff. Wow. Okay, Michael, you are moving right along here this morning. Again, this is the second part of this ongoing series that you are really covering on terms that the veteran should know. And I love this. It's a big undertaking here. Now, Michael, I know you are just getting to number 31, but what did this come out of? Why did you decide, okay, we need to cover these terms? What was it that was the trigger for you to cover these terms? Or the inspiration, we'll say it a little better than that, the inspiration.
Oh, Carrie, you know, my inspiration was this. I'm out there, you know, in the trenches with the veterans, and I talked to a lot of veterans. And I started noticing that a lot of them did not know or understand a lot of the terminology that was associated with the claims process. They would get decision letters, and the decision letters basically tell you what the VA decided on, and it would be some of these terms. Or I would be in meetings with veterans, and I might say a term, and everybody is kind of looking at me, you know, like deer in the headlights.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and it just dawned on me. I said, wow. There's some terms you guys do not know, and this affects your filing process and your research process and then your thought process when you're dealing with claims and how to file. You have to know, and I've learned this over the last 4 years of filing for claims, getting denied, getting awarded, and I started to understand the language. As you know, Carrie, everything has a language to it. Everything. And you have to understand the language. Just like being in the military. No, different branches have different language for what they do, what they call something. And I don't care if you've been out 20, 30, 40 years, you can run into a younger veteran. You both still understand the same language. It's like you tell somebody dress right, dress, and we'll all start laughing, and it didn't matter what branch we're in. We just know that means, you know, dress right, dress, get squared away, do what you have to do. We all know that. We have guys in my group from Vietnam up to Iraq, Afghanistan, and it's the same thing, you know, 50, 60-year gap, and it's the same thing.
Well, I'm loving this, Michael. Good stuff. This is really amazing. So now on to number 31.
Now this one, number 31, Carrie, this is one that when I first heard this one, it kind of perplexed me because I actually had it on one of my decision letters. It is called a deferred decision.
A deferred decision.
Deferred decision.
Okay. And what does that mean?
In a nutshell, it means that the VA, i.e. the claims section, right now, they don't have enough medical evidence to award you or deny you a claim for compensation.
As they say, not enough for one way or the other.
Right. They don't have enough evidence. The medical evidence, they have to search for it. They know you got something, Karen. Oh, they know you got something. They can see it. You know, you've turned in stuff. You've gone to a claims and pension examination. But at some point in time, the claims section wants more. So they can say, okay, this veteran definitely has it. It's in his medical records. We found it. So let's go ahead and award this veteran a rating.
Wow.
And it can get kind of tricky, too, Carrie. Sometimes the tricky part is a lot of vets don't understand this, so they kind of, like, sit there in a holding pattern, like an airplane, you know, at an airport. They can't land.
Yeah. Know it well.
Yeah, you know that one well, don't you?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah. But what I have found, Carrie, is one of the solutions to a deferred decision.
Yeah.
Go find more medical evidence to give to the VA claim section. Sometimes, you know, Carrie, sometimes it's just as simple as you go into your own medical records and pull out things that they don't have, apparently they can't find, and you send it to them along with a statement in support of claim, and you tell them, this is what I found, and I think this is what you need to successfully rate me for what I've asked for.
Yeah, they'll kind of accept that and kind of keep it moving. That's kind of nice.
Oh, yeah, and it's worked. I mean, I've done it several occasions, and it's worked. Worked like a charm.
Wow. Amazing. Okay, well, Michael, good moving along. Okay, so Michael, this is the point where you usually kind of give us a recap.
Sound like a plan to me. Now, number 35, we talked about, number 34, we talked about presumptives.
Yes.
Number 33, secondary claims. Number 32, primary claims. Number 31, deferred decisions.
Now, before you get to number 30, Michael Hopkins, I want to take a moment to really acknowledge your commitment to these incredible veterans. And I have to say thank you for just taking the time to listen to what you're covering on the show with each episode. And I have to give a personal salute to the veterans for their work and what they've done to help keep us all safe. So it should never go unnoticed. And thank you, Michael Hopkins, for your commitment. And thank you.
Oh, yes, sir. 100%. As we say in the military, all the way.
Yes. All the way. So listen, Michael Hopkins, thank you, and thanks to everybody. I mean, you have an incredible fan base, and it's because of this work. So, Michael, go right ahead. Let us have it. What is number 30?
Well, Carrie, number 30 is not service connected. And
not
all of us as veterans.
Connected. Wow.
And yeah, that one right there, Carrie, that one is a heartbreaker for a lot of veterans. Not
not service connected.
Basically, Carrie Hines, what it means is this. You file for a claim, the VA looked at all the evidence. They sent you to a medical professional for a medical professional opinion. And the medical professional opinion came back to them. And it says either this didn't happen on active duty because they can't find medical records, or even the medical records that they have, if somebody was doing this as, say, a secondary, or they don't see it in your medical records as A is connected to B. And I'll give you a perfect example. Example of something not being service connected. You remember that same scenario we just talked about, a veteran hurt their back while on active duty?
Right. Yes.
Well, in our first scenario, the veteran went to the hospital, the clinic, sick call, and it was annotated in their service treatment records or their medical records that it happened on active duty.
Right, right.
See, not a problem. We got a paper trail. A lot of veterans have injuries like that. They hurt their back, and guess what they didn't do, Kerry Hines?
They did not go to get it annotated on their records.
Correct, correct. And this happens lots of times. We as military people, a lot of times, we're told, oh, it's a flesh wound. Suck it up. Throw some dirt on
it.
You're just fine. Yeah, walk it off. Go ahead, soldier. You're okay. You know, don't be a little wimp and all that other good stuff. And a lot of us, especially if we come from what we call hard charging or hardcore units, you know, like infantry units, tankers, you know, real rough and tumble units. If we come from places like that, that's what we did. We just kept it moving. You know, it's only a flesh wound. Are you passing out yet? No, you still okay. Take five, take a rest break, and keep it moving. But guess what happens, Kerry Hines, 20 years later?
Oh, I can imagine.
Now, you as the individual veteran, guess what you have in this example? You have a back problem. And now you got x-rays that say that you have herniated disc or you got arthritis. You have an issue with your back. And you think back and you say, oh, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I was hopping off the truck or we were working or we had an exercise we were on or something happened. And I remember falling hard and I hit my back. You go and file for it. The VA says not service connected, and you're wondering why. Well, I fell when I was in the military. You don't have any proof. And I've had that happen to lots of vets. They have no proof that they fell.
Wow.
Is
there anything they could do at that point?
I'm glad you asked that question, Kerry Hines. That, as you would say in the business, that's an excellent question.
Thank you.
The one thing that they could do is this. If they're still in contact with some of their buddies, they could do a buddy letter. They can get a buddy letter or a statement in support of claim from some of their buddies that actually witnessed the incident.
Wow.
And if they
That's
witnessed
amazing.
The incident, that might work. But, you know, there's a 50-50 chance, Kerry, that they can, one, find someone. Yeah, it doesn't hurt. I mean, I'm going on Facebook, and I find guys that I was in the military with that, you know, I haven't seen them in 40 years. I got guys I haven't seen in literally 40 years, and by me not seeing them in 40 years, I've been in contact with them.
Wow. That is
incredible. Yeah, I mean, 40 years, Kerry. And guess what?
What?
Crazy as it may seem, guess what these guys remember, a lot of them?
What's that?
they remember what happened to you when you were on active duty. Sometimes we sit and we laugh about stuff, comical things we did 40 years ago as, you know, young soldiers. And it's the funniest thing. They might say, yeah, man, I remember when you fell off the truck. Man, we were all, like, rolling. You fell off the truck. You rolled over in the ditch. And, oh, man, you know, we laugh about it, but guess what, Carrie?
What's that?
You got witnesses that said you fell. And all they have to do is do a statement. Yep. We had a guy in our organization. He was in a car accident in the 70s.
Hmm.
And it was in a truck. He was in a truck accident, military truck. They couldn't find his medical records. But guess what they found, Carrie Hines?
What? They found some folks who were there.
They found something even better. They actually found a news article out of a newspaper with his name in it and him laying up in a bed. And they were talking about the injuries that he had.
It gets no better than that. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, it's just beautiful. But it happens, see? And as veterans, these are the things sometimes we must do. We have to, you know, everybody says think out of the box, and that's what you got to do.
But Michael, what I love about this is that you are just